Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show. We call it follow-up Thursday for a reason. You guys hit us up and you're like, yo, Bert Show, whatever happened to blank? We only have a couple weeks left to do these, so send them to us at thebertshow.com. And in this case, she knew her friend was having an affair with a married man, so she tracked down the wife, told her everything. So what's happened since?
Abby, you want to go ahead and do the full recap, and then I'll give the update.
Yep, we can do that. So Rachel called us to expose her best friend, Michelle, for dating a married man with kids, hoping to scare her straight. Her plan backfired when Michelle called in after hearing Rachel on air, and the two had a huge blowout. Michelle said she wasn't stopping and ended their friendship, but Rachel wasn't done. She took it a step further by messaging the married man's wife on Facebook, spilling everything, including Michelle's real name. We thought the whole thing was icky, and we agreed the wife needed to know, but it wasn't Rachel's place to tell her. And the last we heard, the wife hadn't responded, and Michelle blocked Rachel on everything.
All right, your update reads, hey guys, so the wife finally responded to my message. Turns out, she already suspected something was going on for a while, but didn't have proof. She thanked me for confirming it, and said it gave her what she needed to confront him. The bigger news, though, is that Michelle actually ended the affair. I guess after everything blew up, reality kind of hit her. She reached out to me a few weeks ago, and we've been slowly trying to rebuild our friendship. It's not perfect, and there's still some tension, but we're working on it. She apologized for how things went down, and I apologized for the way I handled it. Turned out, we both made mistakes. Honestly, I thought I'd feel better about being right. But mostly I just learned that sometimes being right isn't worth losing people over.
Oh, that sucks because feeling right feels so good.
For about 30 seconds.
That should be the best.
Anyway, thanks for listening to my drama, Rach.
All right, so you and your almost five-year-old, do I have that right?
He's four and a half.
Had a deep conversation about God.
Out of the blue, out of nowhere. So this was, I think all of the context is important to the timing of this conversation and the contents of the conversation, right? So it was the day you announced that you were retiring, okay? And that October 24th was going to be the final Bert Show. And that was an emotional day, right? And then you're starting to get messages and it's the reality of the situation. Like it had been talked about for so long, but now it's like it's actually happening. The secret is out, and it was a more emotional day than I had even anticipated. Mm-hmm. So I'm at home and I hit up my good friend Molly and I'm like, I need to see a baby.
Not the drug, a real person.
A real person.
That's not your way of referring to MDMA.
You got to stop talking to those pills.
I know. So I hit up my friend Molly and I'm like, Jimmy and I are coming over for a play date with Joni. Okay. And so Jimmy and I get in the car, and again, it's later in the afternoon and we're only going to be there for an hour because, you know, bedtimes. But I was like, no, this is worth it. I have to get out of my house. I feel like the house is closing in on me. So let's get in the car. Let's cruise 10 minutes to baby Joni's house and see Joni Pony. Jimmy and I are in the car and he's being very good because he's very excited to see Joni. I don't know what kind of witchcraft that baby does, but she gets everybody to absolutely fall in love with her, including my own child. And we're sitting at a red light because, again, it's now 5 o'clock. So we're in 5 o'clock traffic. And Jimmy's just kind of like staring out the window and I'm driving and we're driving in silence. For once, the Blippi excavator song isn't blaring. He didn't request to hear construction vehicle songs on our way over there. And out of nowhere, unprompted, Jimmy is like, again, just kind of staring off out the window. God made this. And I'm like, huh? The trees. God made the trees. I was like, all right. He's like, yeah. God made me. God made you. And it was just out of nowhere. So now, being the consummate radio co-host, and I feel like I always ask really good follow-up questions, I asked Jimmy, huh, so is God a man or a woman?
Did he say, I'm not getting into that, Mom?
It's 2025, Kristen.
Right, because it's like a four-year-old, and their minds are just, yeah. I was so fascinated by, and I don't even know what prompted me, but that was the question, right? And mm-hmm. I turned, like, you know, I'm kind of looking in the rearview mirror, and we're still sitting at this red light, and I go, is God a man or a woman? And he never looks at me. He's still just, like, staring out the window.
Yeah.
And he's like, neither. God's invisible. And I was like, okay. And I'm just kind of sitting there trying to process, like, this conversation. One, where the heck it came from. Notice I didn't use the word H-E double hockey sticks because, you know, the context of the story. And then the light turns green and we start going. And then that's when he asked if we could put on the excavator.
It was short lived.
As the good Lord intended.
Right. But
he goes to a school that is religious leaning, right? So are they teaching any of that?
Used to. So his old preschool, yes. Which we loved. I never disclosed where he was going to school because I didn't want people to know where he was. Yeah. But I can now. It was St. James Methodist Preschool, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, they were obviously religious leaning, but he's now going to a public school. Huh. And it was just so out of the blue and so random. But it oddly made me feel better.
No doubt.
So by the way, God is neither a man or a woman. They are invisible.
The life according to Jimmy.
Yep.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.